I'm going to continue on with this interview and poetry and music recorded yesterday in Willits, and some of it is recorded at the performance reading that they gave down in Ukiah on Thursday night. And it's not going to take us all the way through the hour. It's going to take us pretty close. But so we'll get back to starting off here with Ron Whitehead speaking, I believe.
I wrote this poem, which you've read, Searching for Abraham Lincoln, which is really born out of my desire to write. I'm working on a book with a friend of mine, David Minton, who's an art critic for the Lexington Herald and a fantastic painter himself. A book on the, it's a gonzo cultural history of Kentucky. It's not going to be a history of Kentucky like anybody else has ever written. But it's amazing the people who have come out of that state who have impacted and influenced not only their area of expertise, but the world as a whole as well. It's a special place. I've lived all over the world. My favorite places are Arizona, Kentucky, and Iceland. Now, I haven't lived in Mendocino County yet, but...
Yeah, it's looking pretty good.
Who knows? we were sitting on Dan... We've been visiting with Dan Barth here, and he's opened his home to us. His wife, Mary, and their son, Nate, have opened their beautiful home to us. And we're sitting out on the porch first afternoon we were here, and I said, this is a perfect day. And Michael Pollack said, yeah, I wonder... if we died in Utah on the way, you know. So,
yeah, we're not telling.
Yeah, so we're living in a dream, that's for sure. I'm trying to wake up, but I'm not sure I want to.
You know, the version you do of the Abraham Lincoln poem with David Amram.
That's right.
Can we listen to that?
Visited Springfield, flew to Louisville, drove Bardstown Road to St. Catherine College, then on to the Starving Artist Cafe. Welcome to Springfield, Kentucky. Wandered Main Street, side streets, lost for hours, small suitcase weighed down with heavy words. The Emancipation Proclamation, the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln's words, his works, his life, biography of his boyhood. He was spiritual, intuitive, psychic. That on the first day of January A.D. 1863, all persons held as slaves shall be then, thenceforward, and forever free. And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln on Bardstown Road, Beach Fork, Lincoln Homestead. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Welcome to Springfield, Kentucky, Abraham Lincoln country. I walked Kentucky into the wind, dark and bloody ground, jewel in the lotus, Omphalos, heart of the world, holy triangle. Sacred Abbey of Gethsemane, St. Catherine's, St. Joseph's, Trappist monks, Dominican nuns, coal mined, bituminous gold nearly gone, smokestacks, power plants, largest shovel in the world, profane. Native Americans, pioneers, farmers, coal miners, strong women, poets, writers, musicians. In Kentucky, music is mountainous. And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln, the greatest president of them all. He saved us from ourselves. And here I am in Springfield, heart of Kentucky, Lincoln country. Who will save us now? And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln. Maybe Edgar Casey can help. Modern day prophet, one of the great psychics of all time, and from Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Maybe Muhammad Ali, the greatest from Louisville. Maybe Muhammad Ali can point the way with his international peace center. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Oh, Muhammad, will you please help me? 'Cause I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln and the rivers and creeks of Kentucky. Ohio, Kentucky, Mississippi, barren, big sandy, rough Elkhorn, green. Spray us with tears of Mexican immigrants who for 40 days and 40 nights have stood in the fields outside America's door, knocking, denied entry, denied Churchill Downs, the Derby, singing my old Kentucky home, knocking on our doors, pleading, let us come in, let us live in your beautiful Kentucky home. And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln, walking up hills, mountains, the knobs, the Appalachians, natural bridge, bowing to gravity, leaning backward with my long hair sweeping the path as I descend. The wind and the descent flatten me, and now my muscles are green and yellow and red pain, sustaining my search, drink wine and strong coffee at the Starving Artist Cafe. And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln. I want love to have its way. I want us to stand united, not divided. One world, one people, together in peace and harmony. And searching for Abraham Lincoln, I crawl through Kentucky. So many diamonds I find, birthed from the deep dark mines. Iroquois, Cherokee, Shawnee tribes, Daniel Boone, Henry Clay, Abraham Lincoln, Elizabeth Maddox Roberts, James Steele, Bill Monroe, Loretta Lynn, Muhammad Ali, Hunter S. Thompson, Johnny Depp, Harry Dean Stanton, Ned Beatty, Adolph Rupp, Rick Pitino, Lionel Hampton, Wendell Berry, John Jacob Niles, Pee Wee Reese, the Everly Brothers, Merle Travis, Rosemary Clooney, Edgar Casey, Robert Penn Warren, the Literary Renaissance, Thomas Merton, Judy Morris, Apple Shop, Bluegrass, Bourbon, Beautiful Women, My Old Kentucky Home, Churchill Downs, Louisville Slugger, The Great Outhouse Blowout, Penn Store, Gravel Switch, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wildcats, Cardinals. And as I search for Abraham Lincoln, I sit in the Starving Artist Cafe on a rainy October day, drinking wine. Why do men still drink wine and women still water? Beautiful paintings cover the walls, and yes, when I give readings round the world, I hear third world voices, monks and nuns, Ernesto Cardenal, Nicanor Parra, Daniel Berrigan, Thomas Merton, Mother Teresa, Judy Morris, the Dalai Lama, pierce the world's terrors, chanting, singing, praying for love, for peace. And I'm searching for Abraham Lincoln, the one who'll shake the ones unshaken, the fearless one. And searching for Abraham Lincoln in the St. Catherine College Library, I look in Lawrence Ferlinghetti's, yes, San Francisco Ferlinghetti, who stood at Merton's grave with me. I look in Ferlinghetti's, A Coney Island of the Mind, and Pictures of the Gone World, and I read, Christ climbed down from his bare tree this year and softly stole away into some anonymous Mary's womb again, where in the darkest night of everybody's anonymous soul, he awaits again an unimaginable and impossibly immaculate reconception, the very craziest of second comings. And I'm standing in the Starving Artist Cafe on Main Street in Springfield, Kentucky, the heart of Kentucky, the heart of the world, on this rainy Tuesday, October 15th, 2002, and the wind and the rain whisper, welcome, welcome, welcome to Springfield. And I'm searching, searching, searching for Abe, honest Abe, searching for Abraham Lincoln in Springfield. Welcome to Springfield, Kentucky, USA.
An astounding poetic musical collaboration there, Ron, with David Amram. So how is it that you guys, do you listen to, does he listen to your poem a bunch of times in advance and then compose? Or how does that happen?
I hope everybody around the world has a chance to find out who David Amram is. if you have a computer, go to davidamram.com. That's AMRAM. David's 73 years old. He's the patron saint of world music. He's a living legend. He's a walking, talking cultural encyclopedia of music, but way beyond that. David, I knew about David for a long time. We've met 10 years ago and have been working together ever since. I read my work, and he plays a multitude of instruments. He's been the USA's cultural ambassador to 23 different countries. He plays instruments from all those countries. He did the first ever jazz poetry reading in New York City in 1957 with Jack Kerouac, who was Leonard Bernstein's first choice for guest composer of the New York Philharmonic. He's done feature scores for feature films, Shakespeare in the Park, opera, TV. His newest commission, symphonic piece was commissioned by James Galway and performed by Louisiana Symphony Orchestra in New Orleans. David taught me that listening is the greatest art of all. That CD that you just listened to, it's all one take. David says that he can hear the word I'm getting ready to say and know the note to play. He hears it and he feels it right before I say it. So he's with me. It's an intuitive psychic connection. And so we do it one time and put it down. It's recorded. And that's the way we perform all over Europe and the United States. David's such an amazing guy. He went over. I co-produced the London International Poetry and Song Festival, and the last night of that event was held at a place called The Ocean. It's one of the best clubs in London. David Bowie, Patti Smith performed there, and for eight hours, David Amram stayed on that stage, backing up every poet, playing with every band, Bap Kennedy, Van Morrison's band, A3, the band that does the theme song for The Sopranos, and just for everybody. And at the end of that 8 hours, he could have gone on for eight more. The guy's 73, and he makes me look like a wimp. He's one of those guys who is just directly connected to the creative forces of the universe. He lives it and breathes it. It's amazing. That's the way it happens.
Great. Magical. He knows in advance. Well, you know, maybe he could give you some tips, too. You know?
I'm paying attention now. Yeah. I'm listening.
He's tapping your phone.